So I'm not sure if you heard this or not, but the last Howard Johnson's restaurant in the United States has shut its doors for good.
Oh, no.
No more Howard Johnson restaurants.
Very sad.
Yeah. So it was located in Lake George. Here in New York.
Really?
And the location is currently listed as available for lease.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah. Now, have you ever eaten at a Hojo's?
No.
Neither have I.
The hotel chain, I think I've stayed at Howard Johnson's over the years, but not the restaurant.
I've definitely seen the restaurants and things, but I don't think I've ever eaten at one.
Okay.
But anyway, so Howard Johnson's was a chain of restaurants for over 90 years.
Wow.
It was founded by Howard Deering Johnson. Surprising, right?
Thank you, Sarah.
It was the largest restaurant chain in the U.S. throughout the 1960s and 70s, with more than 1,000 combined company-owned and franchised outlets.
Wow.
So in 1925, Howard Johnson bought a small soda shop in Quincy, Massachusetts. He enhanced the quality of the ice cream there by buying a recipe from a pushcart vendor for $300. It doubled the butter fat of the product and used only natural flavoring.
$300 in what year?
In 1925. That was a good chunk of change.
It was. Yeah,
do the math on that.
Yeah.
So eventually he created 28 flavors of ice cream, and he used hand-cranked makers in his basement. By 1928, was grossing about $240,000 from ice cream sold in the store and at nearby beaches.
Wow. That, by the way, that's the equivalent of about $5,000 today.
Well, that was a good investment because, he made a lot of money off of it.
Good man.
So toward the end of the decade, the first Howard Johnson's restaurant opened in Quincy. It featured fried clams, baked beans, chicken pot pies, frankfurters, ice cream, and soft drinks.
Yeah, nice. Yep. It's a nice mix.
Nice menu, I guess.
Yeah.
1935, Howard Johnson teamed up with a local businessman to create the very first modern restaurant franchise.
Oh.
The idea was new in that era, and the business of Hojo chain restaurants rapidly expanded, and then he also entered the lodging industry.
Yeah, so did they call it Hojo back then, for short, do you know?
I'm not sure.
Do you think he was called Hojo when he was little?
Maybe.
The Howard Johnson man?
Maybe.
Do you think they called him Hojo?
I don't know.
You think back in, you can picture, like, what, 1900?
Yeah.
Hey, Hojo?
I don't know.
That seems more like a modern thing.
Okay.
Hojo?
Fine.
Hojo.
Okay. By 1939, there were 107 Howard Johnson's restaurants along American East Coast highways, generating revenues of $10.5 million. Now, he chose the locations of his restaurants very strategically.
Yeah.
He studied traffic patterns, sought key highway intersections, and looked for hilltop sites which were visible from at least a mile away.
Look at that.
In less than 14 years, he directed a franchise network of over 10,000 employees with 170 restaurants, many serving upwards of a million people a year.
Mm.
And the unique icons of orange roofs, cupolas, and weather vanes on Howard Johnson properties helped patrons identify the chain's restaurants and